To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Howdy, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 15th of March. Yep, this month is half done. 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. All right, top story, 15.4. That being, of course, iOS 15.4 and iPadOS 15.4. Now, with iOS 15.4, even though it's a little late to the party in most areas of the world, you now have the option of unlocking your iPhone while you're still wearing that damn mask. And there's no additional hardware needed like that Apple Watch you might have on your wrist. Be forewarned, however, though, you're going to need an iPhone 12 and up for the Face ID with your mask on to actually work. Sorry, it's not available on the iPhone 11. Other things we're seeing in the update.
Oh boy, emojis.
Yes, it has introduced support for Emoji 14, adding 37 emojis and 75 skin tone additions, basically totaling 112 new characters. There's also now the turn off notification for personal automations and shortcuts. Plus, there's also the new Apple Card widget. That widget, of course, will show your current balance on your Apple Card and your daily spending in different categories. There's also new iCloud keychain notes, and even hiding password alerts in the iCloud keychain. Plus, if you're also on an iPhone 13 Pro, then 120Hz animations for third-party apps, it's now live. Of course, there is a whole bunch of other updates in 15.4 that definitely would stretch longer than we have time for this show. The main thing is, it looks to be stable, not seeing anybody having any install problems, so you should be good to go. Fingers crossed. HBO Max, Discovery Plus have been united. That's because the marriage of Discovery and Warner Media, has been fulfilled. Now, those of you wondering, yes, it's going to be merged into one app, meaning HBO Max, yes, and Discovery Plus right alongside it. The problem is, right now, we don't know which company is going to take the ownership of designing the new app that combines both properties. What we do know, at least for U.S. viewers, Discovery Plus right now goes for $4.99 a month and $6.99 a month, depending if you want ads or not, while HBO Max is $9.99 and $14.99 a month. We don't know what the price is going to be yet for the combined services, but we're hearing in the range from about $15 all the way up to $22. What's on most people's mind is, please don't let it be as buggy as HBO Max's app. In fact, most people have unsubscribed to HBO Max simply because the app, it sucks. Meanwhile, the Discovery Plus app, usually works pretty well. And finally, 18 months ago, you might have remembered Microsoft unveiling Direct Storage. Yeah, that was supposed to be that huge advancement for Xbox Series X consoles, giving you super fast storage access. There was one little extra part of that, though. It was supposed to be coming to the PC side of things. Well, that day has arrived. Yes, the ability to get a buttload of amounts of data at blazing fast speeds no longer has to rely on your CPU to decompress it first, making many PC gamers very, very happy. Now, at first, we didn't know if this thing was just going to be for Windows 11 or not, but we have some good news for you. Looks like it works with Windows 10, too, so you don't have to give up on that OS just yet. Though Microsoft is saying that Windows 11 is our recommended path for gaming. Yeah, of course it is. The only downside to this, for gaming, that is, as far as being able to take advantage of Direct Storage, the first game to do it is Forspoken, and that game won't be coming till October 11th. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network is britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the new show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo show as well over there. Give us a like on our Facebook page too, British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Thursday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news. It will happen over the next couple of days, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.